Dearest Andre, this cast that I'm recording is for you, so you understand my position and me not laughing at a man at all. It bothered me. It's only because this is twice this week you've asked, you said, are you laughing at me? And I need to know, I need to make sure you understand my position on it. First of all, as a woman, and the way that I've been taught from my mother, is men are sacred. And there are certain things about them you don't do. Laughing at a man to belittle him is one of the things that you don't do. So me laughing in a way of belittlement or thinking that not to take you seriously, that's not me. That's not my bag. What the laugh was today was almost, this is something I think I did as a sibling. My brother, just to give you an example, is a very determined man. When my brother makes a declaration, the whole house is like, oh shit, he's getting ready to do it. That's what today was. When you said, I'm going to make $20,000. That was the, oh shit, move out of his way because he's getting ready to make this thing crack. That says that to me, as soon as I heard it, it was like, oh shit, he made a declaration to the universe. He made a declaration to his subconscious. His subconscious heard him. And anyone else that was within earshot heard that confirmation or the declaration. And then you repeat it to your mother. So it already says that this is going to happen. And this is going to be a pretty wild ride. So you, Tammy, as a woman, this man has declared more of his actions than his words of what type of relationship this is. And it says, me as a woman, you back him. And when you back him, you get ready for this wild roller coaster ride that you guys are getting ready to go on. Because it's going to be fun. And it's going to be scary at the same time. So it's almost like being on a roller coaster. And I love roller coasters, just to let you know. But you're at the top. You're at the crest. And you see where you've got to go. And you say, oh shit. It's a nervous laugh. But it's not a laugh of belittlement. It's a laugh of, this is a determined man. And I think everybody needs to get the hell out of his way. Because he's getting ready to make this thing happen. And you, Tam, better be ready. So is backing you, it is getting myself prepared, it is, I don't know how it's going to get done, but it's going to get done. I don't have to really worry about the how so much because you really got that. Only thing I need to do is help you execute. A determined man, from what I understand and from what I know, is a determined man normally cannot have a chick or a wife or a girl or whatever you want to call it. Someone who's timid, shy, afraid. She can't be any of those things. What she can be is, in my point of view, is a woman that is going to be behind him 100%. Someone who can execute when he gives a command. Someone who can listen well. Yes, there's going to be butterflies in my stomach where I'm broaching upon new territory. But that's good. From what I understand, because if you don't get butterflies, it means that you're not doing anything that's a challenge. If you get the butterflies, that's the I'm going to do this, but I'm scared at the same time because this is a new adventure. I'm about to step out into new territory. That's the part that's actually fun in a weird way. You know, it for me, it makes me laugh. It gives me a nervous laugh. It's not that I'm scared for you. And I did say, oh my God, he's going to hurt himself. But that was coming from a point of view of he's come hell or high water. He's going to make this shit happen. And even if it means that it's not a detriment to yourself, but even if it means that he lacks sleep, even if it means that, let me see, not eat. things that are physical, where you've seen a, you know, you've seen it, you've done it yourself, where when a person is that determined that they're going to get it no matter what, as I guess say, you sleep when you die, you know, things like that. It was like, oh my goodness, I hope his well-being is going to be fine. Well, of course, you know your limits, you know. But as a woman, that's where I have to learn to get out of the way, let them go balls to the wall if that's what they're going to do. So no, I would never laugh at you, not in the belittlement way, not in a way that I'm making fun of you, not in a way to jeer, none of those things. It does hurt my feelings a little bit when I think about it, the fact that you would have to pause and say, are you laughing at me? And that's the part, it's like, oh my God, I have to let him know, no, never. And I know we're still getting to know each other, and I just need to let you know that part. And I don't really express myself fully during a conversation, because I'm the type of person where I have to process something, and then once I process it, then I can give you the output. But as I'm receiving input at that given time, sometimes I may not have the words to come back with, because that requires, you know, a little bit of thinking on your feet, which I don't mind doing, but sometimes it's not fully formulated yet, you know what I'm saying? So that's all. So no, I would never laugh at you.